We know the world is passing away. Everything we see and believe ourselves to be in this physical plane is constantly passing away. That which we related to upon the earth, that which we fellowshiped with upon the earth, that which we held on to upon the earth is passing away. One generation comes, another generation goes. Continuous circle that never ends. But there is good news for us. Jesus Christ has introduced to us a world that never passes away. He has introduced to us a realm that abides firm forever. So that even as the mountains dissolve, and the structures of men come to naught, the reasonings of men come to naught, that which the Lord is introducing to us abides forever. Praise God. Jesus Christ made a statement. Some of these are some of the last statements he made before, departing the earth. He said, I'm reading from John chapter 14, verse 15. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he shall abide with you forever." even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he shall dwell with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, yet a little while the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just sit back and meditate on these powerful statements of Jesus. He's revealing to us a fellowship that abides forever. A fellowship that can never, ever, ever be taken away from you. Praise God. Heaven and earth will pass away. The fellowship we've had as men in relation to entities upon the earth will pass away. But there is a fellowship that will abide forever. This is the fellowship that Jesus Christ is introducing or has introduced to the world. For those who have ears to hear. Praise God. Those who have ears to hear, and you know, make up their minds to love the name of the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I pray the Father will, you know, will give you another comforter, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit will abide with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth. This is the initiation that we have when we wait upon the Lord. We are initiated gradually into this body, and we abide in this spiritual body eternally. Praise God. Now the Holy Spirit is nothing but the Spirit of Christ. See, just listen to the words carefully. Jesus Christ says in one part, he says, see, the world seeth him not, neither knoweth him not. But you know him, for he dwells in you, and you see him. Then if he goes, if you go further, Jesus Christ says, you know, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but you see me. What is he talking about? The world seeth him no more, but we see him. He says the world seeth not the Holy Spirit. The world does not see the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive the truth, the Spirit of truth. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see the Spirit is Christ. Christ is the Spirit. Praise God. Many people don't realize that Christ is already present. But like Jesus Christ says, the world cannot see him. The world cannot know him. The Spirit is already present. Praise God. Before he left the scene, he said, the way you behold me going up, or rather the angels told the disciples, as they watched Jesus Christ being caught up into the cloud, the angels told the disciples that, look, what are you looking at? The same manner in which Jesus Christ ascended into the cloud is the same manner in which he will come down. People do not realize that he's already present, that he came down on the day of Pentecost as the Spirit. Praise God. The vessel, Jesus Christ, the vessel that, you know, carried the glory of God 2,000 years ago is simply the vessel that carried that Spirit of God. And that same Spirit of God has been unleashed upon us this very day. That is the same Spirit of God that descended on the day of Pentecost. That is Christ descending. Praise God. These same disciples had prayed and watched. Prayed and waited and watched. Prayed and waited and watched. For days in that upper room. Then finally, the promise came. Praise God. Doesn't he say those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? They shall mount up with wings of eagles? These same disciples, from the day they were baptized, they went about doing works. See, they mounted wings of eagles and started soaring in the Spirit and doing works that men could not do. Praise God. They were initiated into that fellowship with the Spirit of truth. Praise God. So let us understand that the intention of God is to gather all of us from the earth, from the vanity of human living, into this sacred fellowship that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And that is where we will remain from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah. This is, you know, what God was trying to, the Spirit of God was trying to teach us through Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, which people call the rapture today. Praise God. First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall be, you know, shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you hear the trumpet? Can you hear the shout of the archangel? Can you hear the voice of the Son of Man this hour? Can you hear truth causing you to awaken from among the dead? Praise God. Can you, you know, feel the breath of God sounding through the trumpets, causing you to awaken from the illusion of your carnal existence? Can you hear the trumpet calling you and gathering you out from the dust back into the glory of God? Praise God, the trumpet is already sounding. If you have ears to hear, listen to the voice of the Spirit awakening you up in this hour, brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Hear the trumpet as it is sounding. Hear the voice of the archangel. Listen to Angel Michael as he stands to fight for his people, so that they can be loosened from the shackles, you know, and chains that tie them to corruption and to mortality. Praise God. Those of us who hear the trumpet, recognize the voice of our master, recognize the voice of our soulmate, and begin to loosen ourselves from the illusion of our human, you know, identities are the ones who begin to arise from the dust, arise from the dead. And as we arise, we are being caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the heavenly clouds of glory. Hallelujah. The clouds represent the body of the Lord. That is the Spirit of Christ. Praise God. This is the same cloud that Jesus Christ was caught up into at the end of his ministry. Jesus Christ was taken up into this same cloud. Praise God. Hallelujah. This cloud appears in the daytime as, you know, as clouds, and in the nighttime it appears as fire. That is why on the day of Pentecost, when the Lord was to return, his symbolical return was, you know, like flames of fire. This is the same cloud that Jesus Christ was taken into. These are the same, you know, that appears as fire on the day of Pentecost, as the disciples were baptized into the cloud. This is, you see, that thing we see in the book of Acts, the early in the initial books of Acts, the day of Pentecost, when, you know, tongues of fire rested upon the disciples and they started speaking with new tongues. See, there was a great wind, a sound of a great wind, whirlwind that entered into the upper room where the disciples were. Praise God. That wind is the same voice of God. It is the same trumpet of God. Hallelujah. It is the voice of God being unleashed and causing in a transformation and a quickening in his people, so that they are waking from the dust. They are waking from the graveyard of humanity. Praise God. And symbolically speaking, they were caught up into the spirit. Symbolically speaking, they were caught up into the clouds. Symbolically speaking, they were, you know, united in that eternal fellowship of the Spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will pray the Father to send you a gift, which is the Spirit of Truth. This is Christ. Praise God. So as we hear the trumpet today, we all are being caught up into that same cloud. We all are being caught up or initiated into the body of Christ. It's a spiritual body. It's an eternal body. Praise God. It's a body that has been from the foundation of the world. And in this body is where we find the Lord. Praise God. That's why the Bible says that we shall be caught up to, you know, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord forever. Forever, hallelujah, with the Lord. Forever. This is something that is eternal as we are being caught up into the clouds. Praise God. This is our union forever. This is our, you know, fellowship forever. In that one spiritual body, which is Christ. As we gather unto him, we gather into a fellowship of love, a oneness that the world cannot understand, whereby we are him and he is us. I am you and you are me. We are all one indivisible body, eternal in the heavens, fellowshipping in the glory of God. Praise God. So this is the thing of substance that does not pass away forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. our union in the spirit of truth. Our union in Christ Jesus. And this should be the hope of every saint. Because in this body, you know, lies the totality of everything that God is. Praise God. The totality of God's power, the totality of God's presence, the totality of God's love. Praise God. These are the ones that are saved. Those are, that are gathered into the clouds are the ones that are saved under the shadow of the Almighty God. So that nothing in this world, nothing present, nothing in the ages to come can touch the peace of those who discover themselves in the clouds of God. Praise God. Now, when God took the children of Israel out of Egypt, Paul records that they were symbolically baptized into the cloud. They were baptized into Moses. You see, Moses in this instance was a symbolic of Christ. See, from the moment they entered into the wilderness, they were encompassed in that same cloud. The cloud appeared in the daytime as a cloud, and in the night it appeared as fire, pillars of fire. So you can see that God never left them. They were protected and cared for throughout the 40 years in that wilderness by the clouds, which, like I say, is only symbolic of Christ. That harsh wilderness the wilderness, as we know, was a dreaded, uninhabitable, you know, piece of land that, you know, no man ordinarily could have survived. It was a waterless ground, littered with scorpions and snakes, you know, rocks. With no vegetation. So you can see it was an absolute miracle that God sustained these people for 40 years in the wilderness. All that sustenance came from the cloud that hovered over them. See, this is a demonstration of the power, the miraculous power that follows those who are baptized into this cloud and enter into fellowship with the Lord. Praise God. It was from the clouds that they received their manna daily, on a daily basis, which is their daily bread. Angel's bread, spiritual bread from God. From the bakeries of heaven. It talks about our edification in the things of the spirit. So we eat angels' bread so that we can grow into becoming like the very angels of God. You see, all that 40 years in the wilderness was simply a process of transformation and conformation into the very clouds of God. so that those of us who are hearing the trumpets today and receiving of the spiritual drink of God and the spiritual bread of God are being transformed from the earthly image we have borne in ignorance back into the celestial image of Christ. See, we are becoming spiritual people. No more flesh and blood. See it? Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot know God. Praise God. So we are baptizing to the body of Christ presently, and we are, you know, being edified, being, you know, nurtured to come to the place of fullness and perfection in Christ. See it? Your perfection is weighed on the basis of your spirituality. Praise God. So that we become exactly like the clouds. The clouds are heavenly bodies, they are not earthly bodies. And we must take up that form, if at all, we must be united with the Lord forever. If at all, we must partake of that fellowship in light, we must be transformed daily. Praise God. So the will of God is to gather us into these clouds, into this fellowship of love. Hallelujah. We see this in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together only one, things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Praise God. So we are knowing the mystery of the will of God today. Is that we are guided into Christ, which is the cloud of God. Praise God. We are gathered into that cloud of God so that we can manifest the glory of God for all the nations around us to see. Praise God. We are the ones called to be the praise of his glory, so that people will behold the glory of God in us. People will behold the mystery of godliness manifest in us as we are united with the Lord in the clouds. Praise God. The composition of the clouds of God is a company of uncountable perfected spirits. Praise God. These are the ones that act as chariots of God. The psalmist says that he makes his clouds his chariots, individually and corporately. We are cloud and we are clouds. God rides upon us. He moves in us. it, we are the carriers of the glory of God. Seeing us is seeing God. He makes his clouds chariots. Praise God. No wonder Elijah was caught up into the, you know, that fiery company of clouds that appeared as fire. The Bible says out of heaven appeared, you know, a chariot with horses. And took Elijah away into the spirit. So that Elijah never tasted death. He was translated. That thing that happened to Elijah is the same thing that is happening today to those who can hear the voice of truth. Praise God. They are the ones that are being gathered into that company of, you know, chariots. Chariots of fire, they appear as fire by night, and by day they appear as clouds. We are the ones being gathered into that company of perfected saints so that we never taste the power of death. Confirming the words of Jesus, which says, some of you standing here will never taste death. Never taste death. Some of you standing here will never taste death. Until you see the kingdom coming. Great glory and power. Praise God. Death is not the portion for those who find this, who find their place among the clouds of God. Praise God. So what do we do, brethren? What do we do, brethren? We've talked about a fellowship that abides forever. We've talked about a fellowship that never passes away. See, the other fellowships upon the earth will pass away. They will dissolve with time. Your fellowship with men, your fellowship with family, with societies, and all these entities upon the earth will dissolve with time. But your fellowship in heavenly places, in Christ, among the clouds of God, remains unshaken eternally. Praise God. This is the spirit of truth. Christ is the spirit of truth. That the world cannot receive, the world cannot know. How do we attain to this place? How do we attain to the place of the resurrection where we can be among the clouds of God and be with the Lord forever and, you know, stand firm in his kingdom forever, fellowshipping with the numerous company of perfected spirits in love? How can we be among this company? How can we overcome the powers of death? How can we be among those who taste that resurrection from among the dead? So that we can praise and sing to the name of the Lord together in one, in love. So that we can enjoy the security and the peace that surpasses the knowledge of man. Jesus Christ gave a clue. He told the disciples, wait. Wait for me. Then you'll be empowered from above. That is why the disciples waited for days, for weeks, fasting and praying. In a building in Jerusalem. See, they were praying, watching for that promise. In likewise manner, we who hear this gospel, we who hear these words of truth, have to let go of everything and begin to be focused. Begin to watch and pray. We must have the attitude of watchfulness, prayerfulness. Those that have this hope purify themselves. They keep themselves, abstain from ungodliness. See, and they exercise themselves in the truth of the Spirit. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, those that have done good, the hour comes when those that are in their graves hear the voice of the Son of Man, and those that have done good will what? Will be resurrected into life. Life. Those that have gone good, what is good? Good is simply hearing the voice of the Spirit and conforming to Christ. Abstaining from all the lust of the flesh. Abstaining from all forms of godliness and ungodliness. And waiting patiently for that heavenly glory, that appearance of the Lord. Now, as the Lord appears, he appears individually in those that wait for him. Never expect something to happen like it happened in the day of Pentecost. Praise God. The secretive manner, it happens individually. In your own personal lives. Praise God. As you are watching and praying, standing, and waiting for the coming of the Lord. The Lord is faithful. Praise God, his eyes are upon the righteous. To gather them from the dust, to quicken them from the dust, to gather them from the dunghill, and to seat them, to cause them to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As you wait patiently, abstaining from the works of the flesh, having your eyes set in the Spirit, in heavenly places, awaiting that blessed coming, you will be empowered from heaven. You will find yourself united, consciously united among the clouds of God. You find yourself consciously walking in the liberty and in the glory and in the power of God. Praise God. Patience is the key. Watchfulness also is another key. Confirmation and watchfulness. Listening is a key. Praise God. And conforming to the truth is the key. Because as you watch and you pray, the Lord administers his word to you and reveals truth and prepares you for his coming. He prepares you for that great visitation where you become consciously aware of yourself among God's innumerable angels upon Mount Zion. Praise God. So what do we do, brethren? Let us let go of our cares upon the earth. Let us let go of this world, the things of this world that pass away on a daily basis. John says, love not this world or the things that are in this world. The world passeth away, but those who do the will of God by conforming to Christ and by obeying the gospel abide forever. You abide forever because you are gathered into that fellowship that never passes away. You are gathered back, you know, into the clouds of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You remember the cloud? The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. The Spirit of God is the cloud of God. Praise God. That is the glory of God. That is the embodiment of God. That is Christ. And we are gathered, being gathered back into that cloud today because, you know, like we are realizing we descended from that cloud. We descended from the cloud. That is where we were. Before we, you know, slept in the dust of human living. That is where we were before we became mortals. That is where we were before we became black or American or Jews or, you know, or Christians or Muslims or Buddha. That is where we were. We were in the clouds. In the glory of God. But we descended. Praise God. But like Jesus Christ says, I know where I'm coming from and I know where I'm going. We have to stir up ourselves, remembering that from where we are falling, remembering that we fell from the cloud. We descended from the clouds. We fell and became men. So now we have to, like Jesus, you know, rediscover ourselves back in the clouds from where we fell. So that where he is where we will be. So that where he is where we are. Praise God. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world was. Hallelujah. Glorify me once more among the clouds. Where I was with you in the beginning. Let me go back to that place, oh God. Father, glorify me with yourself. God is in the cloud. God is found in the cloud. God is the body of God. Wherever the cloud is, God is there. That is the body of God. Wherever God is, the cloud is there. Wherever the cloud is, God is there. They are one. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? This is what God was trying to demonstrate when he appeared with the clouds upon Mount Sinai. This is what God was trying to demonstrate. See it, hallelujah. All these are allegories for us to understand the deep spiritual things of God. Oh, hallelujah. So, brethren, let us stir up ourselves. We are hearing truth. We are hearing things that have been hidden from our sight from the foundation of the world. We are hearing the voice of the trumpet in this hour. Hallelujah. We are hearing the shout of the archangel telling the sons of God to get up. Stand up from among the dust. Come forth from among the dead. And enter into the place of life. Hallelujah. Enter back into the fellowship that abides forever. Hallelujah. Keep away from vanity. Keep away from things that are not. Abstain from the lies and the illusions that make up this world. And get back into the light of God. Get back into the fellowship of the saints in the light. Praise God. Hallelujah.